The Eddie B. Sit Edition, an audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married b'sha'at tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf tzadichet. Today's daf is being studied. Leiv nishmat Avraham ben Yosef and Moshe ben Nuna. Ruach Hashem tenechem b'gan Eden. Amen. Begin today's daf tzadichet amud bet. And we are going to begin four lines, three lines to the bottom. Amar le'Rabbi Idi bar Abina Abaye le'Memra. Diyahava ta'ama. We said what? Betzim. Betzah. B'shishim. Okay, this is the case we just had. You have a betzah. What's a betzah teme'ah? An egg. That's enough from a not kosher bird. So we said you need 60 against it. Now, l'chara, we're assuming it's an egg with yolk. Now, when you put it in, is it giving ta'am? We're assuming it's a shishim. Now, shishim, whenever you're shishim, it's an issue of ta'am. So you need 60 eggs to negate the ta'am of the tameh egg. So the Gemara says, is there a ta'am in an egg? Just a regular egg? When you cook them together, does it give a ta'am? So the Gemara asks, Amadid of Idi bar Abin Abin Lememra vihava ta'ama veha amri inche kimaya de be'eba alma. Because it's saying, it's like the water that you cook an egg in that has no flavor. Because really, the egg does not give a ta'am. So then, what do you tell me in Yishishim? The Gemara says, you know we're talking about bebetzat efroah. There was a betzah that has a chick inside of it. It's not a timian necessarily from a vulture or a non-kosher bird, even from a kosher bird. So long as it still has it didn't hatch yet, the efroah inside is asur to eat. So you took a betzat efroah and you said that's meat. So the meat gives ta'am into the other heter. That's what we're talking about. Besides the frowa, you go through the shell. Shell's porous. Aval teme'a, no. But teme'a, no. Meaning, if it was just a regular teme'a with yolk without a frowa, it's not going to be metame. Doesn't give ta'am. So what are you worried about? The Gemara says, "Etibe." We have a question. Betzim tehurim sheshalkam im betzim teme'im. Our case. You have kosher eggs that you cook them with temi'im. Im yesh bahem benoten ta'am kulam asurot. Clearly, it says temi'im. Sounds like the yolk. And it says if you have 60 ta'am or not ta'am. So you see, it does give ta'am. No, achem mai hachana. Mi b'besad efrawah. It's also not b'besad efrawah. The Gemara says, v'amai kari la temi'a. So why are you calling it a temi'a? It's not a temi'a egg. It's a kosher egg. It's a Torah egg. It's a nefroah. Why would you call it a teme'ah? So it's kevan di'it be'efroah le teme'ah. Since you can't eat it, because it has a nefroah, so it's calling it a teme'ah. Maybe it's not a teme'ahness. It's not coming from a teme'ah bird. It's unedible. So therefore it's called a teme'ah. Ve'ha mediktani sefa. Yeah, but if you look at the end of that statement, it says, bitzim sheshalkan. Eggs that you cooked. V'nemsa efroah be'ahat mehem. And you found a chicken, one of them. So that's the sefer of that brayta. The sefer clearly talks about a case of betzat efroah. Mechlal deresha telet beefroah eskinan. Deresha it says teme'ah. So in the sefer it says betzat efroah. So it must be in deresha when it said teme'ah, it was just about a regular egg. What it says pirushe kamefaresh. No, it's all one case. And the brayta is explaining itself. Betzim tehurim or tehorot sheshalkan im betzim temeot im yesh ben benoten tam kulam asurot. Ketzad, what's the case? Kegon sheshalkan v'nemsa efroah be'ehad mehem. So it's all one case. Starts off with temeot and explains what's the case of temeot. And I told you it's betzat efroah. Hachenam emistabra. And it makes sense to say that. Di'i salkat adach resha delet by efroah. Because if you're going to tell me that the resha doesn't have an efroah, I can make a kavah homer. If you tell me when it doesn't have an efroah, it gives ta'am and you need 60. Because again, when it has an efroah, it gives ta'am. You don't have to tell me the second case. If you tell me that the first case is mitzat, just a regular egg, that you need to mevatel it with Tam, do you have to tell me the case of Betzat Efroach? The Gemara says, Hashta delet ba Efroach asra, asura di'id be Efroach, mebaya. That's the Gemara trying to give an extra proof. It has to be like we're learning it, that it's explaining it. Because if you tell me it's two separate cases, the second case would be superfluous. So the Gemara says, okay, yeah. If that's your proof, I could knock that last proof that you just said. E mishum ha lo idia. If it's because of what you just said, that little last little proof that you try to throw in, that's not a proof. I could knock that out. Why? Tana sefer gelu yeresha. Sometimes the braita, it says a second case, so you'll know how to learn the first case. Because if it only had one case, I would say the case is talking about besat efroah. By saying the second case, besat efroah, that teaches me that the first case is even talking about a regular egg, and the hadush is that even a regular egg could be, it's a problem. So I won't learn it. You say, oh, it's a kavah homer. No. I'll tell you, it had to say two cases, because if it only tell me one case, why do I say the easy case, the efroah case? So it has to tell me the second case, efroah, to learn that the first case is even talking about where it's not an efroah. So therefore, I wouldn't make that kavah homer necessarily. So that's not a proof. So you shouldn't say resha deed by froah. Aval let by froah sharia. Tana sefa deed by froah. Mechal resha deed by froah. Asira. Okay, that's that subject. In any event, the Maaseh the Gemara is saying that the only case that really is going to be a problem is betzat efroah. Because that's the only type of besat that gives a tam. So, mikhadush, you have an egg that's tameh, falls into another pot, even though you don't have 60, if you take the tameh egg out, if you can identify it and eat the rest, you don't have to worry about it. Yeah, just check and make sure they don't have fraud. That's it, exactly. No tam. But again, you see over here that, that there are porous to a certain degree. Or talking about with the shelled. Sure. Maybe the outer shell, sure. The krum, the outer shell. No, the porous anyway. That is the fact. They are porous. Come on, goes further. How kizeta? How kizeta? Tarba de nafal bedikula de bisra. Okay, you have a kizayit of tarba. What's tarba? Halif. Kizayit of halif fell into a pot of meat. That's the problem. Kizayit of halif falls into a pot of meat. Got an issue. Savar Rav Aser L'Shi'ure B'may De'Bala D'Kula. So this is goes on what we started to talk about yesterday. So Rav Aser, he wanted to say like this. When they looked at the pot at the end of the day, let's say they didn't have 60 against the Chalev. You had 59. So the Chavraj should say Asur. He said, wait, the walls of the pot definitely swallowed some meat over here, some heter. So therefore he wanted to mention when it was cooking you had 60. But of course there's some absorption. So he wanted to calculate that since some of the heter certainly got swallowed in the walls, so really you did have 60, then he wanted to say it's okay. That was his thought to say. Yehuda says, Amri lera banan de Rav Asher, atu de hetera bala, de surah lo bala. What? The walls only swallow heter, they don't swallow isur? Which means, just like the heter got smaller, the isur got smaller also. And it was the same ratio, l'kaura. Therefore, you can't tell me that, oh, keep the isur the same size, and therefore, mistaref the heter, that's the pot, I'm 60 against the item. What do you mean? The isur is bigger also. And it also got smaller in the pot. So you cannot calculate. Unless you knew, and you saw the isur, the size, when it fell in, and you see that it's still the same size now, then you can use the stuff in the walls. But when you don't know what size it was when it fell in, so how are you going to know? Just like the wall swallowed it there, the wall swallowed it soon. No, you cannot use that as part of the tziruf, as the hashbor. Next case. Ha'u palga de zeta de tarba, de nafal betikula de besra. Okay. Half a shi'ur of halif, half a kezayit. This is the subject that we call hatsi shi'ur. You ever hear the saying, Hatsi Shi'ur Asur? Hatsi Shi'ur Asur Na Torah. You can't eat, just like you can't eat whatever the Torah says, a Kezayit is the Shi'ur, right? You can't eat a Hatsi Shi'ur as well. It's a Mahloket if Hatsi Shi'ur is Asur Min Torah, or is Hatsi Shi'ur Asur Min Rabbanan. Maybe the Torah only said, you can't eat a Shi'ur, meaning Kezayit. But less than a gezayit, try was no sin. That's a shiur achila. Now, if you say hatzi shiur, less than the shiur, is the rabbanan. So now let's listen to this case over. It's on the requisite of hatzi shiur is the rabbanan. This gemara. Now what happened? Half a gezayit ahediv fell into the pot. So the rabbi was going to say like this. Well, normally we say you need 60. You need 60 to go against it. But maybe that's only on the oraita items. This is only the rabbanan, hatzi shiur. So maybe you can go less. So he wants to be vatel with less than 60 because it's only Yisud Rabbanan. So how much does he want to use? It says, Savar mor baravashel shi'ure betaltin palkezeta. He wanted to negate it with 30 half kezayats. 30 half kezayats is how much? 15. Which is 15 kezayats, basically. So basically, it's half. Which means instead of 60 half kezayats, 30 half kezayats. What was his logic? Sudra banan, sutura 60, sudra banan 30. Kaka, that was his. You need less than the batele. That was his hashbon. Gemara says Amar de Abu. His father told him, "Lav amin alach, lo tezalzel b'shiurim der banan." Don't mezalzel. When the rabbis gave a shiur 60. They didn't mehalek 60 on a deoraita, 30 on a deoraita. The shurim are halak mehade, one straight. Oh, not only that. The amar of Yohanan hatzi shiur is surah Torah. Anyway, you're wrong. We hold that hatzi shiur is a surah Torah. Your old premise was anyway. It's only half, and half is a surah Rabbanan. You're wrong. Half is a surah Torah. Also, you might not be able to get malkut on eating less than the shiur, but the Torah is going to say it as well. When the Torah said the shiur achila, it was like a malkut. But that is sure to eat. I feel the Atishur is going to be asur as well. So they were not, you're wrong on both accounts, basically. Amar of Shaman bar Abba, Amar of Idi bar Idi bar Gershom, Amar Levi bar Parta, Amar Binahum, Amar Bi Biryam, Mishum Zakenehad, the Rabbi Yaakov Sheme, the Benesia Amru. Betsa Bishishim Asura. Okay, betzah teme'ah. Betzah with 60 is a surah. Sounds like altogether you have 60. B'shishim ve'ahat muteret. 61, it's okay. Yeah, it sounds like with 61 meaning, the betzah teme'ah, another 60 to go against it. That's what it sounds like. So Gemara says, oh, Amar bizera, the Rav Shaman bar Abba, re'eh she'ata matil ba'givul heter. It says, listen, the way you're saying it, you're giving a heter, and really the rabbis were misupak on this law. You're making it like a spashut. 60 is a problem, 61 is okay. You're saying it as if it's a cut and dry halakha. You're putting yourself in a problem because the rabbis had a doubt on what this means. Why does it mean? Shereshne gedolei hador lo pirshu et hadavar. Two gedolei hador cannot explain this halakha. Rabbi Yaakov ben Idi ve Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani tarvayu mishemed Rabbi Yosho ben Nevi Amre betza b'shishim asura b'shishim ve'achat muteret. They said the same thing. They said 60 no good, 61 good. Ve'ibay lehu b'shishim ve'achat b'hade dide odida odilma lebar mina. When you said 61 altogether, including the teme'ah, or 61, not including the teme'ah. It means maybe you need 61, so 62 altogether in there. Which is, that's not so pashut. You're making like pashut. 60 asur, 61 mutar. And you're not explaining it. Well, the rabbis had a big safek on what that means when you say 61 is mutar. Is it 61 in total, or 61 besides the teme'ah? Velo pashit. And they didn't know the answer to that question, by the way. Umor pashit le mifshat. And you, no problem. You're pashut on it. So comes the mifarshim and explain that what? Ve'itmar, amar v'chadbo, amar v'huna, betza b'shishim. That's the period. Now, what's the logic why we would think you need 61? That was, we said, 60. Everything is 60. We said, so besat teme'ah, no problem. You 60 against it. No, 61 plus the. When do we ever see the shiur of 61? So mefarshim explain because eggs are different. Because all eggs are different sizes. You keep a shayit exactly 60 eggs are going to be against this one egg. All eggs are different sizes. So by adding the extra egg, you get the difference. Just in case there's a fluctuation in the size of the eggs, the extra egg covers the difference. That's why by egg specifically. Because you don't, you can't, you're not saying 60 eggs. All eggs are equal, every size. They have great egg, the big ones, the jumbo, the small, the medium. Whatever. So therefore, they add an extra egg and they just together. That would be the chiluk why that is over there. But there's only, you're not doing that. You can't do that. You know, every egg, the volume of them, you mean? Okay, fine. If you do that technically, but then you can't mishayin. You can't mishayin. It's big and small. Okay, right. It what? Amar bihadbo amar buna betza. Betza tzurah got cooked up again. Bishishim. Okay, no problem. Vihi asura. Oh, she vihi. With 60 and it. So 61 eggs altogether. So it's asura. Bishim vahat vimuteret. Good, like we said, clearly. 61. 60 and the egg itself, no good. 61 and the egg itself, then it's muteret. Then it's revatet. It's altogether, but I only need 62 bitsim, like we just said. Okay. He came in front of the rabbi to ask him a question. The case was there was Isur that fell into Heter. It was 45 against the Isur. You don't have enough. Amar le Abba lo shi'ir ba'arba'im v'sheva v'ani yashair ba'arba'im v'hamesh, which means my father had a case we had 47 against, and he wasn't matir. You want already a matir? What, 45? Ahuda ata the kamed Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi. Amar le abalo shir bar 45, vani yashir bar 40 v'shalosh. It's another story. My father in 45, he wasn't going. He wanted 43. Ahuda ata the kamed Rabbi Haya. Amar le klum yesh shiloshim. So he told him, you don't even have 30 against this pot. Forget about 43. Even shloshim, you don't have. The Gemara says, oh, wait. It's 30. Where'd you get 30 from? Oh, tama deleka shloshim. Haika shloshim sha'arinan. You know, you don't even have 30. What, if you have 30, you're okay? Amar bihanina. Guzma, he was talking in hyperbole. Exaggeration. You don't even have 30. Not that 30 is going to be mutar. He's just trying to tell him. Not that 30 is going to be mutar. He needs 60 levanse. Who is he? Pashut.
What are you talking about?
Why would they think?
This is 45. You have 45.
Okay, very good. Look at that sheet. Let's read that sheet. How would that? Palka de zeta de isurahu. Yeah, see, right away, that's what he said. He was talking about Hefek Zayit. Oh, so Hefek Zayit, you went into that old debacle again. That's what he said. Now, you know why he said 30 you don't have. Could be Srabanan, so therefore you don't need. No, my father was Makpid even on 47. And was, once you say it's Hefek Zayit, then you run into that whole issue of it where there's more room to be. To be exactly.
No, 30, not even 30.
Right, 30, because 30 would be the
absolute minimum.
Right, the minimum you could be vatel it.
Even that, you don't have.
Even that, you don't have. Abba, lo, ba, ma, se, kaze, lefanav, lo, ma, tzayel, mem, zayin, vetir, vishama, mina. Oh, so you're not sheen. She has a hadushim. You gotta be that sheen. Abba. Hello, ba maase kaze lefanav. He says the story came. He says it came in front of my father. Velo matza ela mem zayin vehetir vehetir. You see that she's learning the first shot here. He says, well, listen, 47. My father was matir, and therefore, si watch mamina lav shishim ba'e. You don't need 60, obviously. Afani matir b'zeh. She ni motzei ela mem eh. My father had a case of 47. So it's 47, 47. There's no number 47. Must be in the 30s, assured. Bedin it dachi kamar. This is the way I explain it. Second shot. Abba lo shir bar bayim b'sheva ani shemem he b'tmiha. Abba bal tram masim ayeh yachol lebatelo b'mem zayin velo shiaro leatir ve'asar. Like we learned. Right. My father came to him 47 and he was all saying, "Vani yetirin bebemeh, v'nashon zeh en sanich lefarish b'chazizayit, ela apishu shalem." According to the second pshat, you don't have to explain this to man chazizayit. You could even, because in the first chazizayit was matir. They didn't have to say it was man chazizayit. Because how could he be matir? What, 40 is 45. It's not enough. Second pshat, Stam, he thought that maybe the shiur is less because it's a regular shiur of a kezayit. They go, "I was 45. My father was all set in 47." But what? They didn't know the shiurim. Look at Rashi Guzman. Kolomar, lama bat Yisrael anavelo afilu shiloshim en bo bete kumotay suvela davka kamale. Right? Ela davar shenu echol amot kolomar kolum yesh ba afilu shiloshim avre zom bekabekach. Okay, like we said, one more line. Amar Rabbi Haya Bar Abba, Amar Bi Yoshua Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Kol Isudim Shibatura Bishishim. Amar Fana, the Shulam Bar Ishaq, Rabbi, Ata Omer Ken, Hachi, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Bi Yoshua Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Kol Isudim Shibatura Bimea. Oh. 100, new shiur. You tell me 60? It's not 60. It's really 100. Okay, look at that sheet. Bishishim. Hecha debatkine velo yahiv ta'amaha. Which means, that he says, that's time 60. 60 after you tasted it. Which means, you gave it to the goy and he didn't taste a ta'am. Then we'll say 60 is okay. So let's say, according to that sheet, 60 is not an automatic. We always say, 60 automatic. Yeah. Give it to the goy. The goy doesn't taste anything, and you have 60. It's okay. So long as it's not tasty. Tasty, he says, okay, then the 60 is okay. Ina me leka le mekama tama, or min bimino. Well, you can't taste it. You think it's a goy, it's the same flavor. Or min bimino, aval echa de be tkine vehiv tama. But you gave it to the goy, and he tasted it. Le'olam. Ta'ama lo batil kedekama mekama duchtin. I don't care if you have 70. It's ta'am, right? Ta'am's ta'am. Amin, yes, b'menoten ta'am, ben b'yishla'alo b'me'ah, ve'ad ben she'en b'esut, v'chi lo yahiv ta'ama, ba'inan, shishim debatul. Even when there's none to give ta'am, you still need 60. Kedekama dektani, en b'menoten ta'am, ben yishla'alo, notad, amin, en b'yishla'alo, v'kufa'alav, e'la b'may, la b'yishim'al, v'chi lo yahiv ta'ama. So 60 is automatic. 60 is the minimum. 60 and eat even when there's no time. When there's time, you need even more. And then the Gemara is going to discuss to us, where do we learn this from? Where did the rabbis learn 60 from? And where did the rabbis learn 100 from? That's going to come from the source of the Korbanot, which we will continue. Amar bi Haya bar Abba, Amar bi Yoshua ben Levi, משום בר כפרה כל איסורים שבתורה בשישים. אמר לפניו רבי שמואל בר רב יצחק, רבי אתה אומר כן, אחי אמר רב עשה, אמר רבי יהושע בן לוי, משום בר כפרה כל איסורים שבתורה במאה. סביב המחלוקת, what is the שיעור of ביטול? If you have איסור and you want to מבטל it, so one shita says isur is mevatel b'shishim 60 times. Bar Kapara says no, isur is mevatel b'me'ah 100. Okay, that's a very big machloket. Rashi b'shishim, first wide line, hecha debatkine velo yahiv ta'ama. Either it's a case where we tasted it, there's no ta'am, so you can't taste any time, you need 60. In a me leka le mekama ta'ama, or you cannot taste it. Let's say it's the first case is you don't have anybody to taste it for you, so you need 60. The second case is it's me 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 no, it's nothing to taste. So again, echad debatkine velo yahiv ta'ama. Either we tasted it. Again, I'm reading Rashi b'shishim. Echa debatkine velo yahiv ta'ama, where we tasted it and there's no ta'am. Ina mele kale mekama ta'ama gomim bimino. Aval echa debatkine velo yahiv ta'ama. But if there is a ta'am, le'olam ta'ama lo batir kedakamal bekama duchtin. Okay, so according to Shitat Rashi, ta'am, then It goes after the tam. Forget about shishim, not shishim. Shishim you need even when there's no tam. So you need two things for something to be kasher. 60 plus no tam. Because if you have 59 and there's no tam, it's not good according to Rashi. Yisur falls in, you got to have 60. And to make sure there's no tam as well. Other shittas don't need 100. Where did they get these shittot? 60, 100? That's what I was going to say. Ushnehem, no le madua elam bezeroa b'shela. They learned it by the korban shelamim of the Nazir. It says in the pasuk, zeroa b'shela, baram Rashi. Ushnehem no lamduha tafagav delo ateh. The e ate le melaf mine matzite melaf efilu hecha de hiv ta'ama dehacha ikal bemar the e shelo bemino hava ye hiv ta'ama efilu hachi rambanan achmur vaamur ta'ama lo batil. Okay, even though from this proof over here we're going to bring that she said we might be able to bring a proof even that if you have 60. It'll be batel even where there is a ta'am. But the rabbis were mahmir that where there's a ta'am, 60 is not going to help. Even though from the proof itself that we're going to bring now, it's possible that you could have learned 60 is batel even where there is a ta'am. We're not going to go that lenient. What's the case? The case is talking about the ayil that they bring at the end of a nizirut process. You give the right zerowa to the kohen. Okay? And the rest of the basar, the owners eat. Now, the zeroa is asur to give it to zarim. The rest of the animal, but, is good. They cook it together, however. When they cook the meat, they cook the zeroa of the kohen, which is asur for zarim, with the regular meat. So there's ta'am of the zeroa going into the regular meat. So from there, we're going to learn the laws of how much you need against the zerowa to mevatel, which means the zerowa in this case is going to be the isur, and the meat is going to be the heter. So Gemara says, "Dichtiv." It says by the nazir, "Velakach hakohen et hazerowa b'shela." What does the word b'shela mean? So Gemara says, "It's a machloket." Netanya b'shela. The word b'shela in b'shela ela shelema. B'shela means shelema. Complete, whole. Meaning, you take the zeroa, you don't cut it up into pieces. You take the zeroa, whole zeroa. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai omer, en b'shela ela shenit b'shela ima ayil. Rabbi Shimon says, no, b'shela is kepshuto. B'shela means it's cooked. And you take the zeroa, and it's cooked with the ayil. B'shela is like the regular simple pshat over there. Okay. Everybody holds that they cook the zeroa with the ayil. Mor savar mehatechle v'adar mebashelle, or mor savar mebashelle v'adar mehatechle. And the only machloket is, do you cut it first or not? The first shita says shelema, which means mor savar mehatechla. You cut the zeroa from the ayil, and then you cook it together. And the Bishamon says, no, you mevashil, and then you cut. But everybody holds that you're cooking it together with the ayil. The question is, when do you cut it off? Good. The iba'it ema, or I could tell you, the kula alma mehatechla vahadar mevashila. Everybody holds, first you cut it, and then you cook it. Mihu, mor savar bahadi ayil mevashila, or mor savar bikidra hayri mevashila. And the machloket is, do you cook it together, or do you cook it in a separate pot? Now, no matter how you're learning, there's two versions over here. In the first version, everybody says you cooked it together. In the second version, one shita says you cook it together. We need to bring proofs of those opinions that are going to say where you cooked it together. So the Gemara says, v'lishna kama, according to the first version, Aliba Devre Hakol, according to all versions, according to all opinions, because all opinions say you're cooking it together. V'lishna batra Aliba Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And according to the second opinion, at least according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, we can bring a proof that what? That you're cooking it together. Good. Now once we say cooking it together, where are you getting 1600? We have to go in steps. First, you have to prove you have Isur Netir. Okay, what's the Isur Netir? The Zeroa Beshela. The Zeroa, what the meat. Okay. Now you have to prove that you cooked it together. Well, we proved that already. That according to the first version, everybody said they cooked it together. According to the second version, one just doesn't cook it together. Okay, according to those opinions now, where do you get 60 and 100? Oman, the Amar Beshishim, according to the opinion, says you have 60 Savar, Basar, Ba'atzamot, Ba'ade, Basar, Ba'atzamot, Mesha'arinan. According to this version, you count meat against meat plus bones. So if you're counting bones, which means you also count bones as part of the equation, so you have bones in the meat and you have bones in the zirawa. So you have a lot of bones in the zirawa. Zirawa is a lot of bone. And therefore, you're only going to have 60 against the zirawa. Meaning the logic is, when you stick it in the pot together, and you say you can eat it, how could you eat it? The zeroa is going into the basar, and the zeroa belongs is only eaten by the kohen. But the Torah says you can eat it. Must be they have a bitul. How much bitul do you have? 60. Why you have 60? Because you're counting bones. You're counting bones, so the meat is going to mevatel the meat and the bones is going to mevatel the zeroa and its bones. That's one version. Man de amar b'me'a savar basar ba'de basar m'sha'arinan habi le me'a. The second shita says you don't count the bones. Bones are not edible. The bones are not part of the cheshbon. And now what do you count? Meat against meat. Oh, so if you count meat against meat, say you just made the zeroa much smaller because you're not counting bones. So therefore you'll have 100 basar against the zeroa. So that's where they got their numbers from the case of the Nazir. Manda Amar 60 is counting bones and meat against bones and meat, and Manda Amar 100 is just counting meat against the meat. So comes the Gemara and says, Umi Alfinan Mina. Told it. You want to learn from the Nazir case to all over. That's the paradigm example, and you want to learn from all over. Do you learn from all over? However, we have a Braita about Tanya, Zehu Heter Habam Mechlal Isur. Says, this is a special eter. Zehu eter. Which means we implying what? That normally what we see in this case is isur. But this is a special eter. So what I says, my love, or zehu eter abba mechlal isur, zehu le me'ute mai, lav le me'ute kol isurim sheba Torah. Which means, maybe over here is the only place where you see you have bitul of 60 and 100. Maybe only over here. It's a special heter. Who told you that you can learn it to other places? The bride that clearly says this is a special heter. Zehu heter. Implying you can only learn this heter by the Nazir. So how are you learning 60 and 100 to other places? He says, no. Amar Abaye, lo nitzlecha ela l'Rabbi Yehuda, de amar min de mino lo batil, Kamash Ma'lan, the Achabatil. Normally we have a Shitab Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Min Bimino, when you have two like items, there's no Bitu by these items. Min Bimino, no Batil, Rabbi Yehuda. So you would have said, oh, Min Bimino, no Batil, so this is Min Bimino, meat and meat. So that's the Hadush. Zehu etera ba mechal isur. Even though called Bechola Torah, called Rabbi Yehuda, Min Bimino, eno Batil, over here by the Zeroa Beshela, Mimimino, ye batil. But 1600 we can learn. That's not the 1600, just like we learned it by Zeroa Beshela, we learn it all over the place. And the Hadush over here is that there's something that's mutari that generally is Isur all over the place. And what's that? Mimimino. Gemara says, Vinigmar, Mine. Rabbi Yehuda, why do you say Mimimino is Asur? Why don't you learn from the case of Nazir? Adrabah, let that be your source to learn all over. Gemara says, Galir Rahmana, this is by the service of Yom Kippur. It says the Kohen takes the bloods and mixes them together. Velakah midam apar, umidah masair. Tarvayu ba'de adadi ninu, lo batle. Oh, it says the Kohen took two bloods. He took the blood of the par and the blood of the sa'ir, and he mixes them together. Now, even though the dam of the par is much more than the dam of the sa'ir, but the Torah still calls them dam apar and dam sa'ir. We don't say that the dam of the par is mevatel the dam of the Sayyid. So what do you see? Bimin, bimino, it's two bloods, and a batel. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you know why I don't learn from Nazir? Because I have a Beferush Pasuk by Yom Kippur that says you're mixing two bloods together. Bloods are the same item, min bimino, and you see the Torah calls it damze ve damze. It doesn't mean batel. So min bimino ve batel. So the Gemara doesn't understand. Umay hazit de gamrin meheach, de gmar mehai. Why are you learning from the Dam of Kippur? Learn from Nazir. So Gemara says, Hidushu, ve hidush lo gamrinan. Because Nazir is a hidush. And from a hidush, you can't learn. What's the hidush by Nazir? That you're mevatelling isudak at tahidah. That's a hadush that you don't see anywhere. By Nazir, what are you doing? You're taking the Kohen's portion, which is Isur, and you're putting it in the same pot, like a ta'ila with the other meat, and you're mevatelling it with 60. Normally, we don't mevatel Isur like a ta'ila. If it happened, okay. But like a ta'ila, to put it in a pot together and cook it, to mevatel it biyadayim, we don't do. So therefore, da'im bihadusho. You can't learn from a case that already is a hadush. By the case of the dam, there's no hadush there. You just see mimimino eno batel. But we're not going to learn mimimino eno batel by Nazir, because it's a hadush. The Gemara says, Yache le me'av v'shishim name lo legmar. If that's the case that you don't learn from a case that's a hadush, so how are you learning 1600 from there? How are you learning 1600 from the case of? By the case of Nazir, not only by Mimimino. Always, the beginning, the Banam. Why don't you tell me it's a Hadush? How could you learn 60? So Yomara says, Atu anan de kula gamlinan, de humra gamlinan, de midoraita biruba batir. We're not learning the kula, we're learning humra. Because Minat Torah, whenever you have Isur falling to your head, it should be batil barof. Minat Torah. Torah says, Hare Rabim la tot. Which teaches me what? Evrov. So therefore, I'm not learning a leniency from Nazir. Adlibah, I'm learning a stringency. That even though Minat Torah normally thinks should be batel, barov, even a piece of Isur falls into Eter, I should say, rov is okay. Kamashmalan, no. You need more than rov. You need 60, you need 100. How are you learning from a hadush? I'm being mahmir. Minat Torah, rov should be enough. This is already more mahmir. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Ha humrahi. All the way down. Delo tema liptul beruba. Ve humrah shapir gamina mine. Of course you can learn a humrah. De kol shekenu. Uma ail nazir. De akil gabbe. Lo akil ilabe me'aho bishishim. Kol sheken besure aharini. Right. If by the nazir, where we have leniencies, where you can mevatel it lechem tahidah. And still you need 60 or 100. So by other isurim that we don't mevatel lechateila, certainly you should need 60 by 100. But medoraita, I could have relied mirov. That's she. The medoraita could have been ilov mehai. If it wasn't from Nazir, kamrina mashvinam bitul ta'am, kishar bitul deoraita, beruba, have a bitul. Which means even though there's ta'am, what's the difference? I want to mevatel the ta'amrov. Even though I have a taste, big deal. You need to go with a shiur of 60, which is mevatel the ta'am, like that she holds. Okay, that's the first way to learn the 60 and 100. So comes the Gemara and says, another understanding. The Gemara said that what? By the Nazir case, with the Zerowa Beshela, Zehu Eter, Haba Mechlal Isur. Normally this case would be Isur. There's an exception. How do we learn till now? That normally, Mim Bimino is Asul Rabbi Yehuda B'mashehu. I'm sorry, yeah, it's not Mevatel. Mimino is not Mevatel. Here it is. Here is two pieces of meat, they're the same flavor, same item. Fine. Now the Gemara gives you another Hadush on that. Gemara says, Nava Amar, Lo Nitzlecha Ela, Leta'am Ki'ikar, Tebekadashim Asur, Kamash Ma'lan, De'acha Shari. The sugya of ta'am ki'ikar. What's ta'am ki'ikar? Ta'am ki'ikar is sometimes you have the goof of the item that gets mixed up into heter. You have a piece of halev. Halev is isud. The halev dissolves and gets mixed up into let's say, other pieces of wheat or whatever it is, meat, wheat, doesn't matter. That's guf isur. When the actual isur is nimawah, gets melted into the other item, that's guf isur. Then you look at it, mim mimino, mim she'en mimino. If it's chelev and wheat, so then it's min b'she'en mimino. The wheat is one min and the chelev is another min. And so on and so forth. If it's chelev and meat, it's min b'minoah. It's meat and meat. Okay, fine. Then you go with the rules. We're not talking about the goof of the item now. We're talking about the ta'am. Let's say you have the chelev inside. The chelev is not nimawah. Just the flavor of it comes out. But, and then you're able to take the chelev out. It wasn't nimawah. So you don't have goof ha'isud inside. You have the flavor. So there's a big question. How do you look at ta'am? The flavor that comes out. Is ta'am ki'ikar or is ta'am not ki'ikar? Is ta'am like the original item or not? What's the nafkamina? Is it sud? We all agree ta'am is a sud. Nafkamina. Well, nafkamina is going to be, do you consider it min bimino or not? For example, if let's say I have two pieces, let's take a better case, let's say two pieces of meat. One piece of meat is eter, one piece of meat is isur. Basar kasher, basar nevela. That's min bimino. Now, if let's say the nevela got nimoah, was crushed up and melted into the other stuff, so that's clearly min bimino, because that's the ikar. Ikar is basar and basar. Let's say a case where it was mixed up in the pot, cooked, but you're able to take the nevela out. So now all you had that went into the basar is ta'am. The flavor of the nevela went in. So if you say that ta'am is ki'ikar, so it means the ta'am is also considered basar, therefore it's considered mim bimino, and let's say according to the biyudah, there won't be any bitul. But if you say, no, ta'am ain't ki'ikar, that really the ta'am is not like the main item, therefore we consider it mean b'she'en mino, and therefore according to the biyudah, according to everybody, can make a bitul. Generally speaking, we're going to say a rule like this. By kadashim, we're going to say that ta'am ki'ikad, and therefore the kadashim, it's going to be asur. What does it mean? Like the case, let's say you have korbanot that are mixed together. You have one isur and one heter, by korbanot. Let's say you have a shilamim and a hatat. Maybe they do different levels. Even though, let's say, only the ta'am went in, we're going to consider ta'am ki'ikad, and therefore it's mim bimino, and mim bimino is not going to be batel kotel biyuda. Except we have an exception case. What's the exception case? The nazir. The nazir, you have over here the zirawa, and you have the basar of the ayil. What went into the basar of the ayil? Ta'am of the zirawa. Even though ta'am is ke'ikar, and therefore it should be considered mean bimino, and therefore kotel biyuda there should be no bitu. Hadush over is, we're going to have a tell it with 60 or 100. That's what it means. Zehu eter, haba mechlal isur. Now, by generally speaking, we say tam keikar, and by kadashim. And if we're tam keikar, by kadashim, it's considered mean bimino. And if there's not going to be a bitul. But over here, the hadush is by nazir, even though it's tam, we're not going to say tam is keikar. Therefore, it'll be considered mean b'she'eno. Mino, therefore, could Rabbi Yehuda be able to say, hey, mitul. That's the heter, abba, mechlal, isur. Look at the nashi now. Netan keikar. Big nashi on the bottom. Noten ta'am. Kimlan de asur bekadashim keikar mamasho shel isur. We have a tradition. That by kadashim, the ta'am is like the ikar. The ta'am goes in, it's like the ikar one in. Therefore, it's considered mimino. Ulam milta katani, ze limi'ut eshar kadashim. That's why I say this is different. That even though nazir is kadashim, we're going to consider the ta'am not like ikar, and therefore, you'll have a bitul. Because you don't, if you say ta'am is ke'ikar, that means the ta'am is like the main item. That means the flavor of the basar is like basar. So it's basar, in bitul according to Biyuda at least. Kamash malam by nazir, it's different. Aval chudin, shapir gamlinan mineh le'mea v'shishim. That's the hadush by kadashim. But legabeh chudin, which we want to learn, the law of 60 and 100, no problem to learn from. Da'akim lan, ma'chaleh rabbim le'atot, de'batleh berubah. that really min Torah, I would say that by Hudin, Yisur is mevatel berov. Good. We were being mahmir. That really in the Torah only 60. I'm sorry, only rov you need. I'm wondering over that even 60 or 100. Now the Rava, this is Rava talking. Let tam ki ikar bechudin. What about tam ki ikar bechudin? So he said, well, Rava himself holds by chudin. There's no tam ki ikar. That means when the tam goes in, it's considered not like the ikar, therefore it's considered mean, b'she'enu mino, and therefore you can make a bitul. Because here the Gemara is only discussing the Gemara Kadashim. That normally by Kadashim we're going to say, yeh tam ki ikar, and therefore it's mean mino, and the exception is going to be Nazir. So that she just points out, but you should know by Hulin, Rabba Shita is that ta'am is not ki ikar, and therefore, it's considered mean, b'she'enu mino, and therefore, it's mibtu. And then she brings you some ra'ayot, where that comes from. So then basically we have a second answer over here, what the hadush of Nazir was. The hadush of Nazir was, it's a special case. What's special about it? Hey, this is ta'am. And we hold normally that ta'am is ke'ikar. If ta'am is ke'ikar, it's meat and meat. Like kadashim. Exactly. It's meat and meat. Meat and meat, there's no bitula, at least according to Biuda. Kamashmalan, there's a tera ba mechlal isur. Here we're going to consider the ta'am different than the ikar. Therefore, it's not considered mimimi, no? Therefore, we're going to say that there is a din of bitul. Okay. When a drop of milk falls into a pot, even if you have 1,000, it's asur.
I'm just asking.
I'm just answering.
Can we, if we don't take it off.
Where was bitul said?
I saw only by
ta'am,
if you can take off the
no, no,
no,
no. Not only by case of ta'am. Even in the case where the goo fell in, that a banana going to hold, you say bitul. Uh-huh. It happens to be this case over here is a case of ta'am. This is a case of ta'am that went. Because you can't find it.
You
bitul
can't find
also.
It.
Correct. In this case happens to be you're taking it out. Because the zera was there. So what went in? Ta'am went in. So the hadush over here is, well, if you say ta'am's ke'ikar, it's mimimino. According to Biuda, mimimino is not batel, maybe Biuda. Biuda is not batel even in a million. Kabashmanana here, Nazir is different. Nazir we consider mimimishenu mino. It's ta'am no ke'ikar over here. But by Hudin, that she points out, according to Rava, he knows that ta'am is not like ke'ikar, and therefore you could say bitul, and you have no issues. That's the second way of understanding. So the Gemara says, "V'ligmar mineh." So learn from here, which means, why make an exception? Maybe Nazir is going to teach me that by Kadashim, Ta'am is not Keikar. Learn from there to all Kadashim. Now, Galir Rahmana, because we have another Hadush by Kadashim that says, "Gabe Hatat." You have by a Korban Hatat. So it says in the Pasuk, Kol asher yiga bepsara yigdash liyot kamuha. Whatever touches was cooked with the korban hatat becomes like it. What is it? Sheim pesula tepasel veim keshera teachel kechamur sheba. That means if the hatat is pasul, so whatever touches or is cooked with it is going to be pasul. If the hatat is kasher, whatever is cooked with it is going to take on the din of a hatat kasher. For example, let's say the hatat was cooked with a shilamim. Shilamim you can eat for 2 days. Hatat you can only eat for 1 day. Now if you cook the hatat with the shilamim, that shilamim you can only now for 1 day, you have to treat it like a chumrav hatat. Now, but what do you see over here? You see that what's going into the shilamim, let's say you have a hatat and shilamim being cooked together. What's going into the shilamim? The ta'am. Because you're taking the hatat out. And what are you telling me over here? You're not telling me bitul. You're not telling me shishim, you're not telling me, you're telling me bottom line, whatever, if the hatat is pasul, shlamim is pasul. Even if you have 1,000 against the hatat, doesn't matter. It takes on this, the stringency of korban hatat, which is the most stringent one. Even though you have bitul, kamash malan, that by kadashim, ta'am is like the ikar. And therefore it's meat and meat. And if it's meat and meat, it's not going to be a bitul. So you ask me, why do you learn from Nazir? Nazir teaches me that ta'am is not like ikar, because I can make a bitul. No, I have a Befirush Pasuk by Korban Hatat that says that whenever the Hatat touches, it infects it. If the Hatat is bad, it'll make the Shlamim bad. If the Hatat is kasher, it'll make the Shlamim like a Hatat, meaning as a din of a Hatat. No bitul. It's only Ta'am going in. And you see what? Ta'am, Ke'ikar by Kadashim. So we have a Befirush thing by the Hatat. So the Gemara says, Umay Hazit Tikamim Me'ach, Ligmar Mehai. Who told you to learn from Hatat, learn from Nazir? Bottom line, you have two sources now. One tells you Ta'am is not Ke'ikar by Nazir, and Hatat teaches you Ta'am is Ke'ikar. The Gemara says back to the same story, Hidushu, Umay Hidush Lo Gamlinan. The Nazir case is Hidush, because there I'm able to mevatel it. I'm taking the zirawa and I'm mevatelling it. That's why I do. You can learn from there. Oh, yeah, okay. Huh?
Hatat is good, such as bad shalamim.
Not a bad shalamim. It's a regular korban shalamim. If the hatat is kasher, so it's going to infect the shalamim to make it like a hatat. But not that it's pasul. That's the hatat. It's kasher. Yeah, you just have to treat it. You have to eat it in one day. Instead of eating it in 2 days. But the point is, you're considering it, it's only tam. You're considering it. We know. Tam Kaikar. Oh, so the way you learn from Nazir. No, Nazir is a Hadush. That's a Hadush, but you're learning 1600 from there. You must Iyakh, the Mavishim Nami Lodigmar, Atu Anan the Kudaka Gamlinan, the Homnaka Gamlinan. The Midoraita Birubabatir. Same answer. I'm not learning 1600 as a Kula. 1600 is a Humra. Because Midoraita it should be Batel Berov. And therefore I can learn from a Hadush case to be Mahmir, not to be Mikhail. Rabbi Na'amar, Rabbi Na'amar is the third Hiddush. Lo netzlecha ela lemekom chetech. The Amar mekom chetech be'alma asur. Hacha shari. We saw this a few times. Let's say a case. Mekom chetech is the place where you cut it off. I'll give you one case. You slaughter the mother, the baby inside is mutar. We learned that already. Right? You slaughter the mother, the baby inside becomes mutar without shechita. Let's say at the time of the shechita, the baby had his hand out. So that hand does not become mutar with the shechita of the mother, only what's inside. So what do you have to do? You have to cut the hand off. So we learned earlier, not only have to cut the hand off, the hand becomes asur, makom hetech. Exactly, more. The little spot around by the cut, you also have to cut it off as well. Makom hetech. A special deed. Oh, so that's the hadush over here. Normally, makom hetech is also asur. But by Zerawa Beshela, by the Nazir case, that you cooked the let's say, quote the pin, you cooked it whole. I cooked the whole Nazir, the ayil, with the Zerawa and everything. So now I have to cut the Zerawa and give it to the Kohen. So normally, I would have to cut also the Makom Hetech, and also go, Kabash Balayim, Makom Hetech is Mutar. Simple answer, Zeheter Abba Mikhal Isur. That normally, whenever we have a cut, you have to cut and then cut a little more. Kabashwal here, no, you cut the zerawa off, give it to the Kohen, and we don't say Makom Hetech is going to be Asur. That's that answer. So basically we have three answers how to explain that line that the Nazir is special. Zeheter Abba Mikhal Isur. What are the three answers? The first answer was from Abaye, the second one was from Rabah, and the third answer is from Lavina. Abaye's answer was what? Zehu eter mechlal isur. That what? What's the first answer? What was his answer, Abaye?
Normally
mimimino, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not batel. This is mimimino, and it is batel. Finished. Second answer is Rava. Rava is more focused by Kadashim, is the Hiddush. Normally by Kadashim, we say Ta'am Ke'ikar. Here we're going to say by Kadashim Ta'am. No Keikah. Third answer. Normally we say Makom Hetech Asur. Yeah, we say Makom Hetech Mutar. Good. But, according to all opinions, here's the source where you learn 60 or 100. 60 or 100. Mide Oraita Rov. The Hadush over here is that the Rabbanan came in over here and they said you need 60. Now, according to Rashi, even in a place where you don't have ta'am, you're still going to need the 60. If you have ta'am, so then already, not even 60 is going to be batel according to Rashi. Ta'am is ta'am. You taste it. But if let's say you can't taste it, it's mi, 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 no. or you cannot. It's a mim she'eni mino that there's no ta'am, there's no taste. Still, you need to have 60. So according to Rashi again, you need 60 plus taste. Or no taste, to be okay. Even if you taste, don't taste anything, but 59, no good. That's okay, the poskim discuss it. Some poskim will say no. When you don't have ta'am, you don't need 60 at all. The only time you need 60 is if you have ta'am. But without a ta'am, even less is going to be okay. That's subject to halakha. That's about the good ishonim. Now the Gemara says like this. Yativ rav dimi. Okay, we'll stop.